This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Dr. Daniel H. Chang, ophthalmologist at Empire Eye and Laser Center in Bakersfield, California, about cataracts and how they may impact the vision and health of seniors. Dr. Chang, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. So tell us, what are cataracts and how do they impact our vision?
So cataract is a hazing of the natural lens inside the eye. We're all born with a lens that helps us focus light when we're young. And through the aging process, that lens becomes hazy. And eventually, instead of helping us to focus the light, that lens starts to block the light and scatter the light. And that can cause decrease in vision and problems, particularly with glare at nighttime or trying to see fine print or seeing the TV. That leads to visual disability.
And what do seniors need to know about cataracts and cataract treatment?
Yeah, a few things. First of all, cataracts come on slowly or insidiously. And a lot of times we kind of think, oh, we're just getting a little bit older and I can't quite see as well at nighttime. And it could be just the cataract progressing. And the nice thing about if you did have cataracts is that they're very treatable. Generally, they progress slowly. It's not something that suddenly happens. It tends not to fluctuate. It's just kind of a gradual over the course of months, maybe years, of decrease of quality of vision. So if you're a senior and you're having trouble with your vision, that's one of the reasons you could have decreased vision. Now, there are other reasons. So, of course, it's important to see your eye doctor, optometrist, or your eye surgeon, your ophthalmologist, to make sure you're ruling out other things.
Also, Dr. Chang, why is surgery often a better solution for seniors with cataracts than bifocals?
So good question. So the surgery usually is a scary word for people, but cataract surgery is actually one of the most commonly performed procedures in America. There's about 3 to 4 million done per year. And it's a quite simple procedure. And with cataract surgery, the idea is we remove the hazy lens and replace it with a clear implant, and thus restoring the vision. And the neat thing about cataract surgery is that we can actually restore the vision and take your glasses prescription and put it into your eye. So if you've worn glasses even your whole life, and I have many patients who've worn it since they were kids or teenagers, so we can actually take that prescription and build it into the eye. What bifocal glasses do is they actually give you correction of any focusing error that your eyes had before surgery. And you probably notice if you're wearing bifocals now is that when you were younger, you didn't need bifocals. And the reason is the glasses corrected your vision and the lens in your side of your eye naturally does the zooming and the focusing. But as you get into your 40s and 50s, you lose that zooming or auto-focusing ability. And that's why you need a second lens for bifocals or trifocals or progressive bifocals. And the thing we're learning about bifocal glasses is that they can be convenient, but they can be somewhat of a hazard when you're trying to walk around, particularly when you leave the house, you're going outside, you're in unfamiliar territory. Because if you have a step or a curb that you miss and you kind of misplace your foot, that can lead to an increased risk of tripping and falling with bifocals. And with bifocal glasses, your risk of tripping and falling increases by about 2.5-fold. 1 in 3 falls in elderly Americans can be attributed to bifocal glasses. So they're convenient, but they can lead to risks such as falling, which, of course, can be dangerous.
Certainly some great points there. Today we're with Dr. Daniel H. Chang, ophthalmologist at Empire Eye and Laser Center in Bakersfield, California, here on eHealth Radio's iHealth and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Chang, tell us about the surgery that you performed on your mother. Why did she need surgery, and did you use any certain products during your mother's cataract surgery?
So my mom is, I won't give her exact age, but she's in her upper 70s, which is a typical age for cataracts. I was actually talking to her at my house one day, and she says, I need some new glasses. And I told her, and I've been examining her for many years, I said, what you need is cataract surgery. And she kind of poked me and said, no, I don't. And then, but after some convincing and talking, she had symptoms. She had glare at nighttime. She was uncomfortable driving. She wasn't able to see her computer screen as well. She made the font bigger. And she had symptoms that were typical of cataracts. So after I talked to her about what the need was and the potential benefit, is that she agreed to do surgery. So last fall, I did cataract surgery on my mom. And when I talked to her about the lens implant options, that's where the discussion got interesting and exciting. Because cataract surgery, again, takes 10 takes, generally it's outpatient, takes maybe 10 or 20 minutes. The cataract comes out, replace it with an implant. You're seeing better usually within a few days. Now, with the implant, that's what does the focusing. So there are different options on the market. And the one I used in my mom is called the Tecnis Symphony lens. It's an extended range of vision lens, which means it's a lens that's designed to give a continuous range of good quality vision. In some sense, it functions with the convenience of a bifocal without or a progressive glasses without the inconvenience or the risks of it. So basically, with this kind of technology, she's able to see distance through intermediate, so for like driving and the TV, the computer, or the dashboard range, and even reading and up close if the lighting is good. People with this lens can function without glasses. So I told my mom, hey, I can take your cataracts out, get to see better, and I can have you wear glasses less. In particular, I can have you out of bifocals so that you're able to function and perform things safely. It's interesting, my parents moved in town here a few years ago when they built their house. They were very meticulous about building things around it that would, you know, sink as they get older and eventually into their 80s to minimize the risk of tripping and falling. So they didn't realize that the bifocal glasses they were wearing can also be a hazard for tripping and falling. So to offer her the opportunity to fix her cataracts and reduce her need for bifocal glasses was exciting to be able to do.
Yeah, that certainly hit close to home, and what a great example of the reason to have surgery over having bifocals. Great, great example. What are some symptoms that seniors should look out for that might warrant a visit to the ophthalmologist?
So basically, if you're having any problems with your vision, obviously it's worth seeing your ophthalmologist or even your optometrist. Basically, you want to get your eyes examined by a professional. Now, typically we recommend an annual exam. So there are some conditions that are completely asymptomatic. You can feel like your vision is perfectly fine. It can be perfectly fine. There are things that could potentially threaten your vision. But if you are noticing changes, fluctuation in vision, decrease in vision, difficulty with vision at nighttime, noting distortions in your vision where things aren't straight anymore or crooked, if you're noticing discomfort with your eyes, irritation, it's worth having an examination. And again, an eye exam is generally pretty straightforward. A lot of people are afraid of or dread dilation. That's only needed in some cases, but certainly allows the physician to get a much better view of the eye to assess things like cataracts, look for things like glaucoma, macular degeneration, and ultimately definitely worth having your eyes looked at because many of the problems that can affect the eyes can be treated if they're detected early, and some things, if they're not treated early, can cause long-term visual loss.
Certainly nothing to play around with, and we can't thank you enough for joining us here today to give us some great insight and information on cataracts, cataract treatment, and the benefits of having a surgery, cataract surgery, over just using bifocals. Really good information here. Where can listeners get further details on your practice there in Bakersfield, California, and be in contact as needed?
Well, I'm in Bakersfield. My practice is Empire Eye and Laser Center. I do have a website, empireionlaser.com. But if you want to learn more about cataract surgery in general, or if you want to find a doctor close to wherever you are, there's a nice website called mycataractsolutions.com. That's mycataractsolution.com, which tells you about cataract surgery, some of your lens options, and potentially find a doctor maybe a little closer to you than Bakersfield. But if you're around this area, I'll be happy to see you.
Dr. Chang, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks again for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. Daniel H. Chang, ophthalmologist at Empire Eye and Laser Center in Bakersfield, California. And to learn more, simply visit jjvision.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.